Chapter 15. Redemption is by God. With the horrible picture in view of Satan's finished work, our hearts cry out, who is able, who has the ability to meet man's need in a plight like this? Thank God there is an answer. When God saw the condition of man, he began immediately to make provision for his redemption. He knew that man could not redeem himself. He knew that man had no ability to approach him. So God gave first the Abrahamic covenant. Then, with the Abrahamic covenant, when Abraham's descendants became a nation, he gave to them the law of the covenant, the priesthood of the covenant, the atonement of the covenant, and the sacrifices and offerings of the covenant. All these were given to prepare a people. Out of that people was to come the incarnate God-man, and that incarnate God-man was to break first the power of Satan and redeem man from his bondage and restore to man his righteousness so he could stand in the Father's presence on as good a footing, if not better, than Adam had before the fall, thus taking from man all the sense of his guilt and his sin. Second, Satan's dominion, to redeem man so absolutely, to shatter Satan's dominion so completely that the weakest bondman of the devil could become a participator in this restored righteousness, so that man could live a life of victory over this old age ruler, Satan. This God-man, this incarnate one, was to make such a complete and perfect sacrifice that God could not only legally restore to man his lost righteousness and give to man his perfect redemption, but could also do the mightiest things that beggar the very imagination of man. Make man a new creation. What? Yes, sir. He absolutely makes man a new creation, imparts his own nature to man, and drives out that cringing fear nature, sin nature, Satan nature. The big, glorious, wonderful nature of God takes its place until we stand in the presence of God under the blazing light of his grace and love. We open up as a rose does to the sun until the fullness of his love comes flooding into our beings and then flows back again to him, our own wonderful Father. We are his own beloved children. Reader, you are standing in the presence of the miracle of miracles, the grace of God that is restoring the lost human race, swinging it back out of the orbit of selfishness and weakness and fear into the realm of faith, love, and life of God. He not only will legally restore righteousness, legally redeem us, legally make us a new creation, but he can also legally give the Holy Spirit to every one of the new creation. That great mighty Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead can actually come into these bodies of ours and make them his home until the heart whispers, then sings, then breaks out into the anthem, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. On the wings of that anthem, we move up out of the reason realm and soar by faith into the realm of love, where faith rules and where Jesus is Lord. He not only did this, but he gave us the legal right to use his name, so that we may cast out Satan, lay hands on the sick so they become well, and defeat the very purposes of Satan. Oh, we have that name. That name makes us just like Jesus. When you live in that name and walk in that name, the devil cannot tell you from Jesus. You look like him. You are clothed in his righteousness. You are filled with his life. You have his name stamped upon you. Ah, but he did more than that. He gave to us the revelation. We call it the Word, and this Word is the Word of the Spirit. That great, mighty Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead has come into you. Now through human lips, the Holy Spirit wields that word and conquers the vast armies of hell. You are the very Son of God, called into fellowship with Jesus Christ, with restored righteousness, restored liberty and freedom, a new creation indwelt of the Holy Spirit with the living Word of God. You have a fellowship richer than Adam ever dreamed of. And this body that Satan made mortal, when Jesus comes, will receive immortality and never die again. Death can never threaten us and fill us with fear. We stand complete in all the fullness of his completeness now. What will it be when the pearly gates unfold and we, his love subjects, his love slaves, and his redeemed forever, behold our Lord seated upon the throne of the ages?